Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. Today is Friday, June 5th, 2015, and here is your news. In Illinois, a woman pled guilty to stealing the identity of a Deerfield resident after a nine-month investigation by the Deerfield Police Department. Taja T. Bryant, 26, was arrested May 12th by Deerfield Police on a felony charge of identity theft. Bryant's activity first came to the attention of the police August 7, 2014, when a resident reported her credit card was used the day before in an attempt to make a purchase at Walmart that she did not authorize. The victim said she gave her credit card information on August 6 to a caller from a collection agency seeking payment for an unpaid medical bill. The victim said the attempt to make the charges occurred on the night of August 6th. Police were able to determine the Walmart.com transaction took place in Bryant's home, according to the police records. Police also learned she was the one who made the call to the Deerfield victim through her place of employment, which at the time was a collections agency. Sally Beauty Supply says that an illegal intrusion resulted in access to point-of-sale systems at some of its U.S. stores for a six-week period beginning in March. In a May 28th statement, the company details the results of a third-party digital forensics investigation, which finds that the attackers injected malware into multiple POS systems at Sally's Beauty U.S. stores at various points between March 6th and April 17th. Payment card information of customers that used cards at affected U.S. Sally Beauty stores during this time may have been put at risk. Payment card data appears to have been stolen, including customer's name, credit or debit card number, and the expiration date. Sally Beauty is a Denton, Texas-based retailer that reported 2014 revenue of $3.8 billion. And which operates more than 4,900 stores worldwide. Americans continue to dig a deeper hole when it comes to credit card debt. According to the Federal Reserve and other government statistics, our penchant for indebtedness means that the average household now owes $7,281 in credit card debt alone. Here's the thing. That average includes even those who carry no debt at all. So when you take out the households and families that don't carry a balance on any of their credit cards, the average outstanding balance surges to $15,609. What's more, as of early 2015, the total outstanding consumer debt in the U.S. has risen to $3.34 trillion. That figure includes car loans, credit card debt, personal loans, and student loan debt, but not mortgage debt. If you included mortgage debt, that would add another $8 trillion. While more and more households are choosing a debt-free lifestyle, households who feel comfortable carrying debt are taking on more of it than ever before. Credit scores matter. Good scores can make mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards really your entire financial life less expensive. But many consumers still don't have a clear understanding of the impact their scores have or what they need to do to improve them. According to a new survey by the Consumer Federation of America, 39% of Americans surveyed by the groups did not correctly identify all three actions that can help a consumer raise a low score or maintain a high one: making loan payments on time, using a credit card and keeping the balance below 25% of the credit limit, and not opening several credit card accounts at the same time. 42% of respondents incorrectly thought their age and marital status were among the factors used to calculate a credit score. And 72% did not correctly identify all of the creditors, from credit card issuers to mortgage lenders to landlords, who might use a credit score. Few understand the full financial impact of a low score. Only 20% of those surveyed, for example, knew that low credit scores are likely to increase the financial charges on a $20,000 60-month car loan by more than $5,000. A New York Police Department police officer is accused of stealing a dead man's credit card to buy a $3,200 diamond ring. Prosecutors said Tuesday the incident occurred last July when Officer Yemekula Pierre found the victim dead in his apartment while making a wellness check. 2 days later, Pierre used the man's credit card to purchase the ring. The jewelry store notified the victim's family of possible credit card fraud. Pierre was charged with criminal possession of stolen property, identity theft, attempted grand larceny, and official misconduct. Longer loan terms aren't necessarily a threat to the auto market, but they already are trimming sales, industry experts said. In the first quarter, more than a fourth of all new light vehicles that were financed carried loans of 73 to 84 months. The average loan term in the quarter rose to 67 months for new vehicles and 62 months for used, both records. A new breach reported by Heartland Payment Systems, the same company that in 2008 suffered a payments hack that exposed 130 million U.S. credit and debit cards, hasn't received much attention. But this latest breach could potentially be far more damaging individually to the undisclosed number of consumers affected. This new incident involves payroll information, including bank account details, that was stored and processed by Heartland, according to a statement from Heartland posted on the California Attorney General's website. Now, it won't get the attention the breach of their credit card service got, but it's probably more serious. According to this alert, Heartland on May 8th reported this breach, which was the result of physical theft. An incident occurred at our office in Santa Ana, California, Heartland reported. Many items, including password-protected computers belonging to Heartland, were stolen. One of these computers may have stored Social Security number and/or bank account information processed for the customer's employer. With the theft of the PII, which is the personally identifiable information associated with payroll and taxes, identity theft, new account fraud, and bank account takeover are all real possibilities. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.